UK government consults on ban for unlicensed gambling sponsors. The UK government has launched a consultation on banning unlicensed gambling operators from sponsoring sports teams, including Premier League clubs. If adopted, the move would restrict sponsorship access to UK licensed firms only, reshaping marketing strategies across the betting market. The Department for Culture, Media and Sport said the proposal aims to curb risks linked to the illegal market while protecting properly regulated operators from unfair competition. Sponsorship loophole under review. Current law does not prevent English football clubs from signing sponsorship agreements with gambling companies that lack a UK license, provided those operators do not directly target British consumers. That gap has allowed several Premier League clubs to display branding from overseas betting companies that fall outside UK regulatory oversight. While the Premier League has already agreed to remove gambling logos from the front of shirts by the end of the 2025-26 season, sleeve sponsorships and other commercial placements remain available to both licensed and unlicensed firms. Under the proposed changes, those opportunities could close entirely to operators not approved by the Gambling Commission. Pressure after regulatory scrutiny. The consultation follows heightened scrutiny of football sponsorship arrangements. Last year, the Gambling Commission issued formal warnings to Bournemouth, Fulham, Newcastle United, Wolves and Burnley regarding partnerships with TGP Europe after the operator surrendered its UK license following regulatory breaches. TGP Europe had surrendered its UK license after an investigation found failings in anti-money laundering controls and insufficient due diligence on business partners. The regulator cautioned that clubs could face prosecution if they promote unlicensed gambling businesses engaging with customers in Great Britain. That episode sharpened the government's focus on how football sponsorship can amplify the visibility of operators outside the regulated system. Government and industry positions. Culture Secretary Lisa Nandy said it was inappropriate for unlicensed operators to benefit from the profile associated with top-tier English football. She argued that allowing such sponsorships risks directing fans toward platforms that do not meet UK standards for consumer protection and oversight. The Betting and Gaming Council has backed the initiative, stating that any operator seeking exposure through English sport should comply fully with British regulatory requirements. For licensed betting firms, the proposal could level the playing field by eliminating competition from overseas brands not subject to UK taxation or compliance costs. Impact on clubs and market visibility. Premier League clubs rely heavily on commercial partnerships, particularly in a competitive broadcast and sponsorship environment. Removing unlicensed operators from the market would narrow the pool of potential sponsors but may reduce regulatory uncertainty. The government estimates that approximately 1.4 million adults in the UK experience gambling-related harm. Officials argue that stricter sponsorship rules are part of a broader effort to reduce exposure to unregulated betting platforms. The consultation process, set to take place this spring, will gather input from clubs, regulators, licensed operators, and public health stakeholders. For football executives, the outcome may influence future commercial planning cycles. For operators, it signals a continued tightening of the UK's gambling framework, where marketing access increasingly depends on full regulatory compliance rather than offshore positioning. As debate begins, the central question remains whether visibility in one of the world's most watched football leagues should be reserved exclusively for companies operating under UK law.